Welcome, everybody. America Unhinged Podcast, Kazakh Radio. Monster Pause, Champagne Bike Ride.
Everything is alright, seaside moonlight, take a break from a ride, lay your backs on the sand, everything is alright,
everything is alright.
I saw this pixie on a fixie out in front of the bar, I said, can I get a lift, she said,
I don't have a car.
I'm on my skateboard, baby girl, I got a bottle of pills, and by the way, your legs be looking all good, you can tell me a pill, she said,
you tell me a pill, and my head hurt
too. Hell yeah, your girl is kinda cute, and I can handle her too.
Everything is alright, everything is alright.
I got a message from her asking what am I doing tonight. I'm grabbing a bottle of Drew and you and me go take a ride. Pumping the pedal, sipping the booze, up and down the avenue. Swerving, checking your curves and I'm on a curve, but baby I'm perfect for you. Shit, the way you move so perfectly, I see your pedigree. Bringing you the ecstasy, I'm totally sure that you'll agree. You had the nerve to text me at 3, so let this nerve get sexy with me.
Remember when we saw that Mars bars?
Yeah, girls get sexy with me.
First Tiki Lounge.
Stars come into sight. Everything is alright. Everything is alright. Seaside moonlight. Take a break from a ride. Lay your backs on the sand. Everything is alright.
Everything is alright.
じゃあ、すみません。でも、お先にです。
My favorite part. You guys have to watch the video if you're just listening out there. It's quite a good music video.
Santa Maria sama, yoroshiku onegaishimasu. Yamashiro Scooter no sennen kousu satsumei itadakemasen ka?
Cruising on my scooter with my tutor in hand, driving drunk again, looking up at the man. See a girl that I know riding up on a bike, hate scooter trash, but I'm the guy that she likes, so now it's her house. In and out, going south, rolling loud, ain't for the back, riding bikes at all. Talk about hitting that against the wall, talk about hitting that in the mall, talk about hitting that bathroom stall.
I should try to find this guy for an interview.
Talk about hitting that with my pee, talk about hitting that in the yard, talk about hitting that in the stars.
This guy knows some shit.
Champagne by grass, stars come into sight. Everything is alright, everything is alright. Seaside moonlight, take a break from the ride. Lay your backs on the sand, everything is alright,
everything is alright.
Must have been filmed at the Sunshine or Launchpad. I think it was the Sunshine. All right, that's my little introduction for the show this evening. If you guys do not know me, I am your host, Kazakh Router of Kazakh Radio, host of the America Unhinged podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Give me that like, comment, share, subscribe. Got to get one more podcast in to hit my Buzzsprout allowance for the month and give you guys a Merry Christmas. Once again, just make sure you support the show. Check out my Buy Me a Coffee / Kazakh Radio where you could donate and help support projects I have in mind for upgrades. Tonight, we're going to talk about one of the more intriguing celebrities to have come out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. He has a crazy story. It could be argued he helped set off the QAnon movement and helped push it completely mainstream. No matter what your thoughts are on it, the death of Isaac Cappy was very, very much a wake-up call to a lot of people in the esoteric and conspiracy community. there was some weird Instagram posts he made right before he passed. Tom Hanks referenced him as roadkill, possibly in a symbolic gesture on his own social media platforms. And I don't know if you guys know this person named Tracy Twyman, but she got me into podcasts along with Greg Carlwood, Alex Jones, and a lot of those other OGs, William Ramsey. She died 3 months after him following the story, and she was directly covering this. I think so much has happened in the past 2.5-3 years. We completely forgot about this. I think it's like been a decent amount of time to where we could talk about it now, where we could not get banned on platforms such as YouTube and elsewhere. But this was a really big phenomenon where people just getting banned left and right for various conspiratorial Hollywood theories, one may say. Let me go ahead and pull up my first article right here. Just recapping his death. We're going to read his Instagram posts too. Let's go ahead and get into some of the meat and potatoes of the subject. Suicide riddle. Thor actor dead. Isaac Cappy's last Instagram post said, "It's too late for me," as he begged forgiveness for mystery transgressions from May 15, 2019. Isaac Cappy's sudden death comes after his cryptic last Instagram post in which the Thor actor said, "It's too late for me," as he begged forgiveness. Police suspect he threw himself off a bridge over Interstate 40 near Belmont, Arizona, before being hit by a car. Here's his post right here. You can read it along with me if you would like. "Hello. Over the course of the last week, through introspection that should have happened many years ago, I've come to some stark revelations about my character. It is a testament to my utter arrogance that these revelations had not come sooner. You see, I believe myself to be a good guy. I have not been a good guy. In fact, I've been a pretty bad guy throughout my life. I've used people for money. I've betrayed many people of much trust. I've sold drugs. I have tax delinquencies. I have debts. I've abused my body with cigarettes, drugs, and alcohol. I've been abusive to people who love me, including my family. I have expected help without putting proper work in to help myself. I've used money to gamble and lose instead of using it to further my gifts. Earlier this week, I committed an act so flippantly without thought that will become synonymous with short-sightedness and petty, vile greed, and in the end, it's cost me everything. I will publicly disclose the details at the right time. You see, while I supposedly wanted to make America great, I have not put much work at all into making myself great. I've wasted much money on speculation and gambling, and I have gambled away my future. Time that could have been utilized to nurture my many gifts has been wasted on frivolity. And while it's true I've spent many, many hours of research and disseminating information about bad actors, I've had so little care for introspection in my own actions. It is a testimony to my sheer arrogance that I had not come to these revelations sooner. To the Q movement, I'm so sorry I've brought shame upon the greatest military operation of all time. But really, I've only brought shame upon myself. While it's true I've outed many pedophiles that were former friends, I remained in their sphere for much longer than I should have. I attempted to gain from them after I knew about their actions. And in my sheer arrogance, I did not even reflect on this fact. I've been a great betrayer of trust, a squanderer of gifts and goodwill. Q says they give people enough rope to hang themselves, and I've hung myself. I've told people in the Trump administration that I'm willing to admit to my many crimes in a public setting and committed to execution in a public setting. A nation cannot suffer its traitors, and I am no exception. To those I've inspired, keep up the fight. It is noble work. However, I've not been a noble man. I'm an imposter. To those who have offered their trust and care, I apologize. I've wronged many people throughout my life. And while I have many talents, I have not utilized them. To Jesus, I am sorry I have betrayed you again. This time the shoe is on the other foot, though, and I'm happy the earth shall see the justice it has waited so long for. Jesus, you offer so much, and instead of reveling in your wisdom, I use my attention on darkness. President Trump, I have betrayed you, and squandered goodwill, and I now shall forever be known for my actions. These revelations have come way too late, but I am not so arrogant now that I would deny them. In the end, I shall be remembered for my actions and not my hollow words. To the many people I have acted abusively towards, I am very, very sorry. To my former friends I have used and betrayed, I am sorry. To those I have deceived, I am sorry. Although I must say, in my sheer arrogance, I did not even realize that I had been the bad actor all along. And while it's true I threw myself into a very dangerous situation, outing the truth of Hollywood and did not reflect on my own truths and many, many shortcomings. It is one thing to know what is right, to know the truth, an entirely different thing to act in an upright manner. I've been lacking in gratitude, humility, honor, service, and proper care for others. I have not honored the light of God within. Also, it should be noted that I have recently been made to believe that I have the reincarnation of Judas Iscariot, the great betrayer. I fucking have a St. Judas candle on my background. While I could have utilized this period of the Great Awakening to awaken myself, I've used it to focus on the darkness of others and not the darkness within. To be clear, I was so arrogant that I did not see the darkness within, or even reflect that I could have darkness within. I actually believe that I've been acting upright. It is very, very sad, but I hope that the people of the world can utilize my folly in a positive light, that you all may use my mistakes as an example for personal growth, see the light in others, nurture the light in yourself. This lesson has come too late for me, but perhaps it can inspire you. I'll be using the remainder of my time on earth to atone for my transgressions and to seek the light within in others and myself. Very, very interesting. Are these words of regret? Are these words of deception? Is this a troll? A lot of people are speculating that he's been a troll. I tried to find this interview of him with Alex Jones, where Alex Jones himself admits he's like, this guy could be 50-50. I don't know. But he had Isaac Happy on several times, and I just simply could not find him. So the next article I want to show you is an article from the Daily Beast, which is a trash news site. But I want to show you guys how this story did hit the mainstream. Like, a lot of people on the left side, on the liberal side of things, or the pro-Hollywood side of things, they'll try to tell you this shit was fringe as fuck. But this popped up as a big deal for like a week, I remember, if less than a week. And then it just really, really disappeared. But let's check out this story just to paint a little bit more framing. QAnon's newest hero is D-list Vanderpump Rules star Isaac Cappy. You see how obviously they're calling him a terrible actor right away. Is this, that discredits anything he said. The QAnon conspiracy theory broke onto the national stage at a Trump rally last week, bringing new attention to, this is from 2018, bringing new attention to its believers' bizarre claims that Donald Trump is battling a global network of elite pedophiles. That's made QAnon supporters eager to believe anyone who offers them a shred of confirmation for the wild theory, which is based in Washington, D.C. and Hollywood. They are so desperate for proof, in fact, they're willing to embrace D-list actor Isaac Cappy as a hero. Cappy was introduced to the InfoWars audience by Alex Jones as a, quote, pretty big movie star, unquote. He calls himself a, quote, Hollywood whistleblower, accusing a long list of Hollywood stars without evidence of being pedophiles. Cappy claims that following QAnon posts as they started to appear on anonymous internet forums last October, says he's seen from the inside how Hollywood is run by predators. I've had people that I've actually seen a blackmail material for a lot of really big people that you know their names worldwide, Cappy said on InfoWars. 2 years ago, he was just an actor who had minor roles in movies like Thor before he got part on Bravo reality TV show, Vanderpump Rules. Cappy's cameos on the show about gossipy staffers at Los Angeles restaurant Sur came through Charles McMansion, the band that he formed with Vanderpump regular Tom Sandoval. For the only song, Touch in Public, the duo filmed a music video which Sandoval and Cappy aroused library patrons with a, quote, sexual liberation machine, unquote. What the fuck? I never even heard about that. Cappy and Sandoval closed out Vanderpump's fourth season with the performance of the disco-inflected song from the show's cast. Hey, let's touch in public, the two crooned. Is your ass good luck? Because I want to rub it. Since then, he's been pitching pedophile allegations at QAnon believers, regularly tweeting QAnon slogans like, "Where we go one, we go all." In return, Cappy's baseless accusations against celebrities like Tom Hanks have been embraced by QAnon believers. His allegations, made via Periscope livestream, have become fodder for countless conspiracy YouTube videos, including ones that dominated search results for Hanks until YouTube stepped in. "Isaac Cappy is a hero. Get his back," enthused one user on the QAnon subreddit. "He's woke as fuck. Boom." But much of Cappy's proof of Hollywood pedophilia is thin. For example, he once talked to a man who said he liked to, quote, unplug from his phone on weekends. A remark Cappy took not as a sign of social media overload, but as proof that the man was a pedophile eager to avoid NSA surveillance. In another instance, Cappy claims he once found a Facebook page offering a new car in exchange for membership in the Illuminati. The next day, a man at a party bragged about his Tesla, then made fun of Cappy for driving a Honda. Cappy took that as an offer to join the Illuminati. There's no way this is a coincidence, Cappy said, his InfoWars appearance. But Cappy has been accused of some dangerous behavior of his own. Los Angeles police are looking into allegations that he choked Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris Jackson, according to a TMZ report. He's allegedly been sending unhinged letters to actor Seth Green. In a rambling tweet, he threatened to rain bullets in Hollywood. Cappy declined a request for comment. The LAPD confirmed they're looking into the choking allegation, but said it is not an active investigation. Cappy's Hollywood comedy connections and his bizarre presentation, which includes unkempt hair and yellow sunglasses reminiscent of the Simpsons character Disco Stew, have prompted even some of his would-be allies on the right to accuse him of pulling an elaborate stunt on them. On InfoWars, Jones repeatedly pressed Cappy on whether he was trying to pull off a Sacha Baron Cohen-style operation. "This is not a trolling operation," Cappy said. Some QAnon believers haven't been convinced either. The anonymous poster behind QAnon has never addressed Cappy directly. Some have accused him of being a, quote, deep state trickster meant to distract QAnon from the real truth. But Cappy keeps coming up with claims, albeit ones that are often easily explained. For example, Cappy claims that Green once told him they needed to, quote, have a conversation about chicken, unquote, which Cappy took to be a code word for pedophilia. But even Jones, no stranger to baseless conspiracy theories, had to point out the much more innocent explanation. Green has a show on Cartoon Network called Robot Chicken. All right. Let's go ahead and take a look at some short videos that Cappy himself made back in the day.
Now, I'm not going to calm down. You know what? I'm not going to calm down. All this stuff, like, came up. And you know what? Like, I'm pissed off because I know what they did to, subvert me, right? I know what they did to discredit me. Tyler Shields, you little bitch. I know what you did. I know you guys met in Paris, France, all of you, and hatched up a scheme. And I watched you guys do the whole fucking thing, okay? Like, you're not that smart. You're not that smart, all right? I would like to address the letters that were posted to TMZ. I don't know why they did it, because A, it basically proves my story. And think to yourself, why did Isaac do those letters, okay? Why did he send those letters? Well, the first one I passed off in a handwritten note. And this is why. Because I can tell I'm very intuitive, and I just know when people are, you know, I know what people are doing. And that's the first letter I sent to them, or that I handed to Claire, is that I had a dead man switch. Why would I do that? Why would I hand them a dead man switch? Well, we know you can't trust the cops, okay? We know you can't trust the cops. So I was like, what can I do by myself personally to give myself time, to save myself, to insulate me? So I gave them the thing that said I had a dead man switch. What does that do? It means they can't kill me, okay? Which is good, because I like to stay alive. A dead man switch is basically, it's like, if you die, then like stuff happens, okay? Like information goes out. Etc. The second letter was because they were still watching me, and I wanted them to feel I wanted them to feel that the surveillance community was watching me. So I said, the NSA has everything. And right when I sent that, Claire stopped watching all of my stories and Seth deleted a bunch of people that he follows from Twitter. So Intel, Five Eyes, that would be nice to like look at that purge. What did he purge? What is he hiding? What did he do? Okay. After I sent that one, like the stalking in my immediate neighborhood kind of subsided. Oh, by the way, another thing that happened, I had people in my yard. I had people on multiple occasions, and I had people like dig up my yard. I had people like just cause havoc and pull shit out everywhere. I haven't even brought.
Obviously, this guy, I mean, whatever you might want to say about him or the subject, he's incredibly paranoid. Whatever's going on is just completely just, I don't know, really thrown him for a loop. This could be a drug-addled Hollywood star. It could be a lot of other weird regrets. I mean, there's a lot that could be at play with this guy. He could be completely correct, and he experienced all this. And we just keep seeing all these strange happenings around his death. I want to show you how Reuters... I found this to be the most hilarious part, quite frankly. Reuters had to put out a fact check about this 5 months ago. You heard me correctly. Reuters put out a fact check about Tom Hanks being executed by the military 5 months ago. Let's go ahead and read it. Users are sharing an article that falsely claims actor Tom Hanks was executed by the U.S. military. The claim stems from a website repeatedly debunked by Reuters. An example can be seen here. The post shared a link to an article published on realrawnews.com on July 27, 2021, where the first two paragraphs read, "Actor Tom Hanks has left the earth, put to death by military tribunal, they found him guilty of pedophilia and child endangerment. On June 12th, the U.S. military apprehended Hanks after a plane he had chartered in Greece, where he holds dual citizenship, landed at Malpensa Airport in Milan, Italy, where Hanks had been scheduled to attend a foreign film festival." Content from Real Raw News has been debunked by Reuters multiple times before, with examples visible here, here, and here, and they go to show the links. The website states in its About Us section that information on this website is for informational and educational and entertainment purposes. This website contains humor, parody, and satire. We have included this disclaimer for our protection on the advice of legal counsel. The article seems to allude to the QAnon conspiracy theory, adherents of which have been scouring anonymous web postings from a figure named Q, who claims to be a government insider with top secret security clearance, and parsing statements by former U.S. President Donald Trump, whom they believe to be their champion, secretly fighting a cabal of child sex predators that includes prominent Democrats, Hollywood elites, and deep state allies. It is true that Hanks is a Greek citizen. In July 2020, Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson became honorary Greek citizens because of their work spreading awareness of the 2018 fires that devastated Greece's Attica region and the promotion of Greek tourism through their frequent trips to Antiparos, where the family owns a house. You should have a little crowd. I'm not sure what that means, but thank you. Her family owns a house. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis shares a photograph with the couple on his Instagram page on July 26, 2020. Sorry, I had a weird comment I couldn't quite decipher. On July 9, 2021, Wilson posted a photograph of Hanks riding a bike on her Instagram page to wish him a happy birthday. Oh, nobody's home. Yeah, I know. A lot of people should be showing up here, but after the upload, I seem to do better. Hanks and Wilson were spotted in Greece on August 5th, 2021, here. Hanks also recently joined Wes Anderson's new movie, The French Dispatch, which is expected to be shot in Spain, as reported by Deadline. Representatives for Hanks and the U.S. military did not immediately return requests for comment. Yeah, they try to hide, Mika. They try to hide the people that are watching from me. My buddy Mars Bars could tell you this. I never get to see the correct amount of people. So that's why I keep encouraging people to chat. on my YouTube. Like, you guys really got to chat to know who's watching, because it won't reflect accurately in my YouTube. So, continuing on with the article, verdict, false. Actor Tom Hanks has not been executed by the U.S. military after being found guilty of pedophilia and child endangerment. This article is produced by the Reuters fact check team. Sounds like some fake shit to me. But anyway, we got to introduce you to the famed internet conspiracy theory researcher, Tracy Twyman. She dealt a lot into esotericism and the occult and a lot of the other news stories like Epstein that happened lately that are just top news right now. She had a very mysterious death right after Isaac Kappes as well. We'll go ahead and read through her Wiki Spooks page. Tracy Twyman was a producer of podcasts and an independent investigator into occult and esoteric history. She wrote at least one work of fiction and about six nonfiction books. She introduced researcher William Kennedy to a wider audience. In 2018, she began to research Isaac Kappes' claims about pedophilia in Hollywood and was undeterred by his sudden death in May 2019. 2 months later, she herself suddenly died. Someone posted a Dead Man's Switch video on YouTube in which she outlined some of what she uncovered. The FBI's pronounced lack of interest and the subsequent death threats made against her. Tracy Twyman sought the attention of the FBI, but they showed no interest in the pedophilia allegations. Several publications include Dagobert's Revenge, Salman's Treasure, The Magic and Mystery of America's Money, and Mind Control Sex Slaves of the CIA. Here's some videos here about the alleged Dead Man Switch. You can see the messages right here. We'll just scroll through them. Maybe I should read them. Here, I'll just go ahead and read them. Hey, Steve, from May 24, 2019. I just tried to send you a message through Twitter, but I don't see it listed under sent messages. Did you get it? It was a link to this video, which I made to show you just you and one other person. It's about a person who owns a private campground in Williams, Arizona, right where Cappy was just before he died. This person sent me many messages threatening me and my son after I exposed a bunch of child traffickers on YouTube. He also took credit for having hacked my computer and online accounts and accurately described in these public confessions how he did it. I'm still afraid of him as friends, which is why I don't want to talk in public. Everything that I experienced during these attacks last year matches up with what happened to Cappy before his death. I already told Cappy about these people in Williams. I think he might have gone out there to investigate, or they brought him to that area because they knew they'd get away with murdering him out there. Last Tuesday, the campground was listed as permanently closed all of a sudden, which seems an extraordinary coincidence to me. I've gathered evidence that something very bad was going on out there. From the Twitter feed I looked at, it appeared that a large percentage of the people who went out there to camp were Turks. I would dozens of businessmen from Turkey be going out to the middle of the desert in Arizona to camp at a campground that, according to the reviews, was rather shitty. And according to one reviewer, they were chased away by the owner wielding a gun and threatening to murder them. There's a mind control aspect to this. The campground owner boasted of his abilities in this department. It would explain a lot about Cappy's actions in the end. Anyway, I'll leave you to absorb this. So, without further ado, we are going to watch this video that is allegedly the Dead Man's Switch. Go to keep commenting. I want to take a quick bathroom break. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Tracy Twyman, Isaac Kappes, the creepy campground.
So now let's just get into what I know about it. And this is going to be only circulated amongst a few people. When I got attacked last year, which I've described in other videos, one of the most direct messages, series of messages really, that came to me was from this person identifying himself as Jamie SB. He put his email address, obviously allowed me to capture his IP address. He wrote down what his website is. He put it on, as a comment on my contact page of my old website before I took it down, the one that got hacked. Everything on my computer and my phone and everything got hacked. Here's what he said. This is after I had been talking to this guy named Kyle, whose internet handle was Kyle. Is it serious? His real name was Kyle Prindeville. He's associated with the Higher Side Chats podcast with Greg Carlwood, which I've been on many times. And this guy's been my Facebook friend for many years. This Kyle, is it serious, / Kyle Prindeville guy. And he was Greg Carlwood's best friend throughout his life, apparently, and was involved in the show and occasionally co-hosted and things like that. I had talked to him many times through Facebook. I had booked him on the Ground Zero radio show when he was involved in some protests that we wanted to cover, protests of police brutality. So, you know, Kyle seemed like a real friend, and he got involved when I started, when I discovered this code that led me to discovering all of these obvious child trafficking videos on YouTube. And by that, I mean they were listing videos and perhaps the children themselves also for sale. I'm going to get into all the details, but I just, you know, the material was gathered and recorded chat at the time. I've had to take down the online versions of what I gathered because of the threats that came afterwards. This is one of the threats, but the threats really didn't start coming in until after I attempted to report this to the FBI, and the FBI kind of steered me out of the room, and they refused to write down anything I said. They took down my name, but they wouldn't tell me even the name of the officer I was talking to. They wouldn't let me in the building so I could sit down and talk to him. I had to stand there basically right next to the gate leading to the FBI building. I wasn't even allowed to go in the building. Wouldn't shake my hand, wouldn't sit down with me, and basically told me that because the best I had come up with reams and reams of information. I didn't bring it all with me because I was just making an initial report and basically trying to set up some kind of a future meeting or something, or just get them on the case, because all this stuff was on YouTube. And if they had listened to what I was trying to tell them, they could have easily found it. But one of the things I just said was, well, you know, a lot of the stuff that I was looking at, I couldn't tell where the children were being held or if they were still alive or what. But one of the things that I did find was a school in England near Yorkshire, not in Yorkshire, but near in that area, where it's appeared that many, many of the children there were being prostituted out, and that the YouTube vids were being put out to help find them clients. And also the YouTube videos were being used to threaten the other children. Like, you could tell that some of the videos were made for the children that were involved so that they can find it and be reminded to stay quiet. Like, apparently, you know, it appeared that there was a little community of these people. Some of them, the obviously trafficked and heavily drugged children, commenting to each other on their videos and trying to get strangers to notice them, and also talking to each other about their dates, including dates with the staff of the school. And we're not talking about a high school. We're talking about the equivalent of a middle school. We're talking about kids. It's actually, some of them seemed like they were even totally prepubescent, totally even before middle school. And, you know, referencing electro torture in regards to what they were being made to do frequently. And so many other things. I mean, you would have to see the video to see what I'm talking about. Kyle is one of the people that saw that video and all the others that I found, including the ones that appeared to be linked to just the traffic of people, including children, for sexual purposes. And the torture of them on camera, and the murder of them being bragged about, the future murder of them. And even mind control was referenced. Anyone who saw the original videos knows exactly what I'm talking about. Mind control was also referenced in the videos. And some of the videos were made for the purposes of mind controlling the slaves, or keeping them in a state of mind control, or triggering a particular state of mind, or just reminding them to keep quiet, scaring the ones that have been talking. Anyway, at the time I presented all this stuff, my friend Kyle was talking to me about it on the phone and online day after day for probably 5 days in a row. And then on the last day,
we're going to fast forward through this, see if there's anything.
Complete control of my internet connection as well. Anything about us that internet doing this? Look how he puts it in all.
I was hoping this be a little bit more informative. I'm going to do a quick little search and see if I can find anything with Tracy Twyman on Isaac Cappy. That guy's just kind of ranting. I thought that'd be more of a They took down a lot of videos on this. Let me see. Let's just go ahead and give you guys a sample of what Tracy Twyman is about. Here's Tracy Twyman Talks LARPs, Isaac Happy and Vegan Mikey, Trauma, PDX's Dante's Secret Tunnels, and AI Scripts. I don't know. Let's see. Let's see if this is fun.
Vegan Mikey, this is the story anyway, and then connected him with Lift the Veils that they could be interviewed, or that he could be interviewed there. And I would say that ever since that happened, a large percentage of the Lift the Veil audience turned against the host there. And basically, because they took Cappy to be a shill, they then took the host there to be a shill as well. And then thought that the whole Voodoo Donuts thing was probably a LARP or a setup because all these people were involved. And because that's how it was presented, you know? So again, it's just like with Pizzagate, where you wonder, really tell, like, you know, what parts are fake and what aren't, or what is the point of doing this. Yeah. But you could tell that there's somebody who's doing some. This is some kind of production, you know. So why are we being put through this? We don't know.
Right. Some really weird shit has been rolling down off of Mount Olympus for what I would say is about 3 years now. Right? Yeah. What are you guys doing? Take a look at this picture here I got up, Tracy. I don't know who this guy is, but as I'm clicking through the Cappy, I typed in Vegan Mikey and just was rolling the image searches. And now I've never seen this picture, and it says his friend and promoter Eli James was in the same band as Podesta lookalike Chester Bennington. So maybe this is Eli James. I don't know for sure. That's just a far out picture. Scar over the left eye, like looking like your whole head might have been opened and your eye swapped out. And over the right eye, of course, this beautiful spirally triangle, which we know now to supposedly mean something to do with, I don't remember if this one's boy love. Each of these symbols have a different kind of pedophilic child trafficking vibe to them. And, you know, this all came out with the Podesta stuff. Have you seen this picture before?
I've not seen that one exactly, but yeah, it is the symbol of boy love. So, Mikey, I have a picture that I have been holding on to for about a year of when Vegan Mikey was doing his interview, or like I think his second interview with Lift the Veil, where he on camera he's saying something about how he wants to reveal something so that everybody can see it. Those are the words he's putting out, and as he's doing this, he does this thing over his eyes, just like that. It's so, you know, normally I don't point things like this out, but it was just so obvious, you know. He's doing this hand signal having to do with, you know, the eye of Horus, basically.
And, right.
He, like, the host nodded when he did it. It was just so definitely a communication, you know, between people who are both involved in a scripted thing and both involved in a organization that is some kind of cult, you know. So the interesting thing about Vegan Mikey, and I bring this up because I really do think it was, you know, pretty damning for Cappy, who at the end of his life is saying that he's done something terrible. He even, I think, said that he was a fraud or something like that. I'm a phony. I can't remember the exact words, but it was... would go right along with him actually being a character in a LARP. So I think that, you know, in addition to saying stuff about Seth Green, if he was a character in a fictional narrative, putting out the Vegan Mikey story about Voodoo Donuts was very much part of what he was supposed to do. So you have to look at that story to understand Cappy and why he might have been brought out. So I forget what I was going to say about it, even just it went out of my mind, but anyway, it seemed, you know, go ahead. Oh yeah. I was going to say that they did end up getting traced to this thing called Troma Films,
right?
Which was they had a headquarters in the same block of buildings that that Comet Pizza is on, and they're all connected by these Shanghai tunnels to Dante's, which is this openly satanic nightclub over here, which, you know, I've been to actually many times, and I was even on one of their shows one time. It was like, it was nothing related to, it was just like a talk show, but anyway.
That's over there. The Dante's is there in the PDX area?
Yeah, it's in Portland.
Okay.
So Dante's is there. It's like, it's just, you know, in the same square of adjacent buildings, you know, or buildings that are across the street and all connected by tunnels underneath. And Dante's in particular, there is a basement, which I have even been down in this basement just because a friend of mine was getting dressed for her show there. And I just went down there with her. But so I didn't see the access to the actual Shanghai tunnels, but it was probably, you know, beyond one of the doors that I was in front of, you know.
Trippy.
So, yeah. And I've always just gotten a real weird vibe from those Shanghai tunnels. There's a really cool bar that's right in the same area that I've been to a few times. And that's one of the reasons why me and my friends would always like to go there, is it just feels so weird to be, because it's a downstairs bar. And so, you know, you're like right next to this place where people were back in the day, you know, kidnapped and shipped off to Asia.
What?
The narrative, the story being told by Vegan Mikey is that that's still happening. You know, that there's a human trafficking ring that's still using these underground tunnels, just like they are in Washington, D.C. around Comet Pizza to, you know, traffic children to people. And I don't know if you noticed this week, there like InfoWars put out a new video about the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation are involved in child trafficking. So it
they
seems
are.
Like, you know, this week they want to bring the subject up again. They, you know, the media, I guess.
Well, I'm starting to think more and more that it's probably, and this is kind of off topic, but not really. I think the script that we used to watch back in the day was probably actually produced by human beings for the most part. Maybe the outline was fed into a computer and got back. But now it seems to me like the artificial intelligence or machine learning, however you want to look at it, it seems like they're taking their lead from the computer programs and trying, because in case you haven't noticed, folks, all of the media across the board has gone to shit. And it's because I think that people used to know what they were doing more because they were more directly involved in writing the scripts. And it seems to me like now the script is coming at them hard and fast. And so they keep just, it's like someone who can't keep up with the dishes in the kitchen when the restaurant's busy or something. That's the way the mainstream media and the alternative YouTube type media, they all seem like they don't know what's happening next. And it didn't used to be that way, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely hard to tell, you know, where they're trying to push you next. And it could very well be, you're right, that like, that, you know, just as there's obviously robots writing these terrible pop songs that come out now, they're probably writing the movies and the articles on online magazines, and they're writing the scripts for news TV shows, and they're even writing the scripts for psyops that the CIA does. So
this lady,
yeah, I wonder. Sometimes I wonder if that's why the school shootings look so bad sometimes, because it's just like, crap, we got to pull another one of these out of our hat already? Like, you know.
I think it's on purpose they look bad so that they can suss out the people that are really paying attention.
I've always thought that too. Good point, Jim. Oh, by the way, if you haven't noticed Jim's hat, folks, read Jim's hat for an update inside the update. And I'm going to look in to see if we can get some of those produced or not. Here, let me see if there's no way to make you big. Huh?
All right, so this has been a rather mind-blowing episode, I think, for a lot of people. I'm learning some stuff as I go along, but this is kind of an overview into the things that happen around Isaac Cappy, how that whole thread about Tom Hanks being a freaking weirdo got out there to begin with, how we were all crazy, how one guy went crazy in Hollywood himself, tried to become a star. Just a lot of threads here, a lot of things to think about with pop culture and other. Yeah, I mean, is this a conspiracy? Do you guys believe Isaac Cappy was murdered? Do you believe it was a suicide? Like, what do you guys think? I really need to know. But we're going to leave you with this video that I think is incredibly interesting. It's timely, and it's what's the word? For those of you people that are out there calling all of your friends conspiracy theorists, just take a look at Ricky Gervais's speech from the Golden Globes in 2020 and just tell me if you think it rings true and who's the conspiracy theorist now.
You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so I don't care anymore. I'm joking. I never did. NBC clearly don't care either, fifth time. So, I mean, Kevin Hart was fired from the Oscars because of some offensive tweets. Hello? Lucky for me, the Hollywood Foreign Press can barely speak English. And they have no idea what Twitter is. So I got offered this gig by fax.
Shout out to Gervais.
Let's go out with a bang. Let's have a laugh at your expense, shall we? Remember, they're just jokes. We're all going to die soon, and there's no sequel. So, yeah, remember that. But you all look lovely, all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. So, no. Shush. It's her daughter, creepy. I feel sorry for.
Last time we saw him
that
in
must
public.
Be the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to her. And her dad was in Wild Hogs. So, lots of big celebrities here tonight. I mean, legends, icons, yeah? Look, at this table alone, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. Baby Yoda. Oh, that's Joe Pesci, sorry. I love you, man. Don't have me whacked. But tonight isn't just about the people in front of the camera. In this room are some of the most important TV and film executives in the world, people from every background, but they all have one thing in common. They're all terrified of Ronan Farrow. He's coming for you. He's coming for you.
That's a reporter that broke the Weinstein
talking
scandal.
Talking of all you perverts, it was a big year. It was a big year for paedophile
Mia
movies.
Mia Farrow's son.
Surviving R. Kelly, Leaving Neverland, Two Popes. Shut up. Shut up. I don't care. I don't care.
Oh, man.
Many talented people of color were snubbed in major categories. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about that. The Hollywood Foreign Press are all very, very racist. So, fifth time. So, we were going to do an in memoriam this year, but when I saw the list of people that had died, it wasn't diverse enough. It just, no. It was mostly white people. And I thought, nah, not on my watch. So, maybe next year. Let's see what happens. No one cares about movies anymore. No one goes to the cinema. No one really watches network TV. Everyone's watching Netflix. This show should just be me coming out going, well done, Netflix, you win everything. Good night. But no, no, we've got to drag it out for 3 hours. You could binge watch the entire first season of Afterlife instead of watching this show. That's a show about a man who wants to kill himself because his wife dies of cancer. And it's still more fun than this. Okay? Spoiler alert, season 2 is on the way. So in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself. Just like Jeffrey Epstein. Shut up. I know he's your friend, but I don't care.
Classic.
You had to make your own way here in your own plane, didn't you? Right. But seriously, most films are awful, lazy, remakes, sequels. I've heard a rumour that there might be a sequel to Sophie's Choice. I mean, that'd just be Meryl Streep going, well, it's got to be this one then. All the best actors have jumped to Netflix and HBO, you know. And the actors who just do Hollywood movies now do fantasy adventure nonsense. They wear masks and capes and really tight costumes. Their job isn't acting anymore. It's going to the gym twice a day and taking steroids, really. Have we got an award for most ripped junkie? No. No point. We know we'd win that. Martin Scorsese, the greatest living director, made the news for his controversial comments about the Marvel franchise. He said they're not real cinema, and they remind him of theme parks. I agree. Although I don't know what he's doing hanging around theme parks. He's not big enough to go on the rides, is he? It's tiny. Right. The Irishman was amazing. It was amazing. It was great. Long, but amazing. It wasn't the only epic movie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, nearly 3 hours long. Leonardo DiCaprio attended the premiere, and by the end, his date was too old for him. So...
just pedo joke after pedo joke.
Even Prince Andrew's like, come on, Leo, mate, you know. You're nearly 50, son.
It's all the right, world right got there to for see you to
James
see.
Corden as a fat pussy. He was also in the movie Cats, but no one saw that. And the reviews, oh, shocking. I saw one that said, this is the worst thing to happen to cats since dogs, right? But Dame Judi Dench defended the film, saying it was the role she was born to play because she... I can't do this next joke. Because she loves nothing better than plonking herself down on the carpet, lifting her leg and licking her... Furball. She's old school. It's the last time, who cares? Oh. Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show, a superb drama, yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God. And so... it's already 3 hours long. Right, let's do the first award. The first award. The first award is for best actor in a television series, musical or comedy. To present the award are a couple of actors off the telly. What can I say? Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. In a little while, we're going to see a short clip from The Irishman. It's 88 minutes long.
Some more jokes. Welcome really quick. Back.
Still having a good time?
It's a clip that changes bits together if you're just listening.
As you know,
there.
The meal tonight was all vegetables, as are the members of the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Man, I bet you they're communists.
President Lorenzo Soria. Hello, we're back. Knives Out has three nominations tonight. Yeah. See what can happen if you don't dress people up as cats. It's that easy. Hello. Welcome back.
Just some levity.
I've got nothing negative to say about these next two presenters because the big one could snap me in half. So please welcome Zoe Kravitz and Jason Momoa.
All right, we got enough of that. I'd like to thank you guys for joining me this evening on Kozik Radio, my backup channel. Thank you guys for following me on the America Unhinged podcast. You guys are helping that Jack Murphy video blow up, and the podcast is doing well too. But please check out my Mockingbirds of the Mainstream Media podcast on America Unhinged. You can find that on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Player FM, podcastindex.org, and several others. But I'll be taking a break. I might be uploading some short videos from Carlsbad after my band is up on my regular channel, which is Kozik Radio with a space in between the words. You can find the links on my page. And I'd like to thank you guys. Have a good evening and Merry Christmas.